program many times in the past. He is the founder of Big Bob's of America, the franchise. He is chairman of Big Bob's of Kansas City. And David, how are you this morning?
I am healthy, David. It's so great to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to talk to you, and I know you always have some interesting insight. And I wanted to get your take on what's been happening here in terms of the lockdown and other things, and how you have survived, and what it is you think is going to happen next. That's, I guess, the $64,000 question. First, let me ask you, 2 months of lockdown, how have you survived that, and how are you feeling about that now?
Well, it's a great reason. It's a great exercise that everybody should do before they decide to retire, because that's what retirement might look like. If you don't have a hobby that fills up 40 hours a week, you don't want to retire unless you have to. So I read a couple of books, watched a couple of Netflix, did a couple of honeydews, and was bored to tears.
Well, I think a lot of people have probably got a first-hand look at what it's going to be like when they retire, whether they're prepared for it or not. I guess a lot of floor-covering retailers, unfortunately, are not going to be with us, I think, after this is over. What do you think?
I believe, and shoot from the hip of opinion, that 10% of the dealers that are bigger than us are not going to survive, and 30% of the retailers who are smaller than us are not going to survive. And if they do, it's certainly not going to look like the same business model they had in the previous couple of years.
Do you think in general, I mean, this would have happened with or without coronavirus, I would imagine, this sort of hastened up the process of elimination. Would you agree with that?
This is going to excel it. If you got the PPP, that might just help put a Band-Aid on the problem, but it's still going to be an everyday fight for market share. And to go back to one of the topics we were going to talk about, in 7, 8, 9, 10, when we hit that speed bump, I thought I saw the way out. And it was basically start creating opportunities that didn't exist before, work harder, work smarter, and keep your nose to the grindstone. Network, all the things that you can do to create opportunities without spending a lot of money. I don't know if those same techniques and the same disciplines are going to work today. Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Lumber Liquidators, Empire, they're picking up an awful lot of market share. And for the independents, it's really about customer acquisition. How can you acquire more customers and maintain your existing customers so that you have a chance of surviving? And, I think I was pretty good at electronic advertising of radio and television to get more market share and branding. But with this new economics of social media, we're trying things we didn't even know existed 10 years ago.
Yeah, I said half of them probably didn't exist 10 years ago.
Right. It's a whole new retail. I mean, I think brick and mortar is going to struggle to survive, whether it's 2 years from now or 15 years from now. The brick and mortar floor covering industry as we know it today is going to look a lot different.
And that's basically because, people aren't exposed as much as they have been in the past to radio, TV, billboards maybe, but the traditional type of advertising isn't going to get the leverage that it used to. Is that one of the primaries?
That's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is that millennials don't watch television like they used to, so they're shopping online. They're not asking their neighbors, who did you use? They're just going online and looking for the guys that have top awareness on the search boards.
What's your take on the competitors around Kansas City? Do you expect that some of those in 6 months will not be with us?
I think the good ones survive, thrive, and grow. Marginal ones survive, and the less than marginal ones, unless they have a
missing retailers out there that impress you in terms of having a unique retail proposition?
Not like there were 10 years ago. I'm sure there's some people who are looking at Shop at Home and doing some electronic sales, and that might survive. I don't think a consumer can order a 12 by 150-foot piece of carpet, have it dropped off in their home, and have someone install it. There's still going to need installation. And so the people who have a quality installation house might be able to survive. But without that, it's going to get dumb.
I've had people tell me that during this lockdown, they did a lot of videos of their store and their product, and they would talk to somebody either online or over the phone, locally, of course, and drop off samples at their door and so on, and could conduct business without actually seeing the people face-to-face.
Our sales were about 60%, and that is because we exercised some of those ideas. We were doing FaceTime sales, call for an appointment. We were getting as creative as we possibly could. We've had a Facebook drive, an Instagram drive. We're trying everything we can to maintain and grow our customer base.
It sounds like you did well, though, during this lockdown as compared with a lot of other retailers.
Well, I haven't talked to a lot of other retailers. I know that we're going to go in a hole. It's how deep the hole is and how long does it take us to get out of the hole. Right now, we seem to be very healthy. Our customers are coming back, and we're doing well. But who knows what's going to happen in the next 6 months up until the election.
David, do you think if you could find an effective way to recruit customers online, that would change things? I mean, you could fight the what you described as a coming trend?
My oldest son is running our retail division, and I've asked him to go out and interview 6 advertising agencies about how to promote our brand and how to inexpensively gather more customers, the cost effectiveness of a customer. And I'm hoping that 3 of them say the same thing, because I don't think anybody knows. I think everybody's guessing what comes next and how to get there.
The guessing is as to what digital advertising tools to use. Digital is going to be the answer, just how do I do that? Is that the question?
The answer probably is universal. I mean, you got to do the SEOs, you got to do the social media, you got to do a direct mail, you got to continue your brand, you got to put stuff on YouTube, and you got to make sure your website is spectacular, better than your competition. For the most part, floor covering websites are far behind everybody else's websites in the way, and that's because we don't have $100,000 to spend on websites. So our websites aren't nearly as sophisticated as some of the bigger companies, but we have to compete with the bigger companies. It's going to be tough.
The big box players that you mentioned and the others are going to continue to gain share, and it's difficult to fight that trend.
This is between you and me. I don't want anybody else to hear this.
I won't tell the soul.
Okay. Home Depot or Lowe's ever start paying their people on commission, that'd be the kiss of death for us.
Of course, I don't know. I have a lot of people tell me what the salespeople are like. You know, the guy that's selling floor coverings and rugs today is going to be selling hammers tomorrow. I don't know that that's true. Do they hire former retailers? I guess there's going to be a lot of retailers and retail salespeople looking for a job. Are they likely to end up at Home Depot?
I hope not. But still, they're going to become hourly wage people instead of commission people. So there's no drive to ask all those extra questions to secure a sale. I mean, their closing ratio is pathetically low. And that's one of the reasons why you can survive is they're closing less than 20% of the people, and we're closing 45-55% of the people. The challenge, if they ever wake up and figure out how to take advantage of all that traffic they're getting, we're hurt.
But nonetheless, whether they continue the same pay method with their salespeople, they're going to continue to gain share, as will Floor & Decor and the other ones that you mentioned.
The millennials are not watching television. They're not reading, looking for I got 3 stores. You got 45 stores. Wow.
Is the answer for you to have more stores?
No. The answer for me is to find the void and create the opportunities when you find the voids, not to go ahead and hit them.
So then you're looking, well, you're looking for ways that you can sell in ways that they're not.
Right. That's our challenge. If a Home Depot customer comes in, we think we have a really good shot at closing them, but I don't think we're going to get first look, they get second look. We might get second look.